you guys have a great trip. And Pastor Chow and Mrs. Chow came back last night safely. And also, I'm very thankful today, especially when I saw Leif and Julia and Jordan and Greta. They were here when we built this church. So it's a great opportunity to welcome them back. They currently live in Houston. And I don't even know why they show up this morning. But they're always welcome, and always welcome all the time. Their parents was, Julia's parents was one of the first three people start with the prayer meeting in 1981, I think. So it's such a blessing. And that's why we like to go through it this morning, reflection with thanksgiving. At that time, 1980, I think when the Formosa start to have a foot stand in Point Comfort, that's all when it started. But that's the business world. What actually started is there are three people starting the prayer meeting every week in 1981. And they pray. I don't know what they pray for. I know one of them still here is Tony Chen's wife, Grace. And the other one is Julia's father. And the other one is one of founder's daughter, Chairman Wong's daughter. They start prayer meeting. I think they just, I'm guessing, they just pray to God what the need is here. And you know, it's amazing. Then things start to change. A year later, they start to have Bible study. And a couple years later, we don't know where it came from, but people from Houston, from Dallas, from different church, they came here to help out. I knew there's a one seminary student, a young lady that by then came here from Dallas Theological Seminary every month, or once in a while every other week in the summer. Drive her old car without air condition. That's what I heard. All the way from Dallas to here. I know how difficult it is because I drove that road for 6 months when I first came down here. And every other weekend I'll go back to Dallas because Sandy was having the second baby and we almost due at that time, so we cannot move down here. And that's why every other weekend I drove back to Dallas. And that's why how I knew it's not an easy job for seminary students to drive all the time here. But that's how those young generation at that time have a chance to hear the gospel. And those are the people currently in their mid-30s already. Some of them are missionary. Many of them are Christians. And because of that, some parents have a chance to hear about Jesus Christ. I would count that as the years of vision and faith from 1981 till 1990. I think most of you still not here in 1990, right? So for you, it's the generations ago. But those are the time we saw the vision. And we saw God's calling in different church come over to help. I don't think Mongson was Christian at that time yet. But I think he started to associate with Christian friends. And some of you probably remember in the Point Comfort First Baptist Church, they help us a lot. They provide a facility. They provide English class. And they just keep on doing that. Even though they may not know the language, but they know there must be something God is doing. So that's how it started. And by late 1980s, we started to have first couple as a minister. It's 100% supported by Houston Chinese Church. We didn't come up with any offering, anything yet at that time. I'll share with you a little bit on that. But that's the years I would call the years of vision and faith. Next page, please. Okay. Oh, here. Okay. I got it. Thanks. All right. That makes me thought about Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For those people, when they started, they haven't seen anything. But they just saw the needs there. Because a bunch of Taiwanese people transferred from Taiwan, located in this small town, and they started the plan. And God must listen to those prayers and call some people in Dallas and Houston to come over and help. But all these commended through their faith, but they did not receive what was promised. Because some of those people knew there's a group of needs here, but they didn't see the coming years of Comfort Community, at that time called Comfort Fellowship. Comfort Christian Fellowship, because we located in Point Comfort. That's the reason the Comfort was picked. Okay. And then after that, become the year of abundant love. From 1990, I would say to 2004, before we move into this building. Those are the years, I think, the Comfort Fellowship really learning, experiencing the abundant love from different church, from different brothers and sisters, and responding to that, I think we also learn how to love each other. We also have a reputation from brothers and sisters, even ministers from different church in Houston area, because they always knew when we have potluck, it's going to be a different potluck. Because in Houston, they just call some restaurant to come in and have meal. But here, at that time, we don't have that many people. That's why we are probably about 30, 40, 50 people at that time. So each family bring a lot of food. And those, for the people from Houston, from Dallas, they are really looking forward for those potluck. And those part of the abundant love, but those are not only one. I think through those years, it's more precious is most of your parents were here, when they're here, and also a lot of brothers and sisters, we learn how to experience the love of God. We start to explore Jesus Christ. We start to understand the salvation. We start to grow in Jesus. And beyond that, we start to learn not only love people, love the community, love friends with our flesh and with our passion only. We start to understand there's a deeper need that we need to pray for, and we need to really help each other. So those are the times the church is growing in the abundant love. And those help me to think about Philippians chapter 1 verse 9 and 10, when Paul says, "It is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ." Also Colossians 1:4, "Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints." And those are the years we not only receiving the love of Christ, we also responding. That's how in 1997, I think we start to pray about maybe have a building. We didn't think of in any chance we'll have a building like this. We thought maybe a small building for the fellowship. So by that, we don't have the youth group to drive all the way to Point Comfort every Friday night or Saturday night. And that's the starting point. And I think Andrea's dad and I, we went to several places in Polavaca. We tried to figure out where will be a good spot for fellowship house. And you know what? Samantha is not here, huh? Here, Samantha. One time we even thought about to buy your house currently located. At that time you haven't moved into that house. That house was for sale. And we thought they have big enough room to cram in maybe 30, 40 people. So that's why we were even thinking to buy that house, become a fellowship place for the comfort fellowship. But God has bigger plan than what we had. So by 1997, we start have that thought and pray for that. About year 2000, we got the land that we currently have. There's so many stories in between. I think some of you still remember, among some probably remember, at the beginning we only have asked to buy 2 acres. And through some surprise and different things, we got out of this picture. And then we got back into this picture. I think Ken might be remembering, how long have you been here, Ken? 15 years? You might be aware of that. At that time, there's a period of time in mid-90s, there's a development company trying to have a golf course. You remember that? And they were talking about with Formosa to get all the land in the back to make a golf course. The only condition, they said they have to have this 2 acres. At that time, Formosa agreed to sell us this 2 acres already. And we were under the pressure to give back to Formosa or to keep these 2 acres. And then we wrote a letter back to Formosa that says, we really appreciate we have these 2 acres, but we don't want to be the stumbling block for the whole community to move forward. So we were willing to give back these 2 acres, but we asked if the company wished give us 4 acres on the other side of Smith Road. And company agreed with us. So then we thought we're not going to get this piece of property. But 6 months, 8 months, 12 months later, that fell, folded. So company come back to ask us, do you still want that 2 acre? And this is the best location that we can have. This morning I saw a lady walking from her home to church. And I told her, I said, is it amazing in the United States that you can walk with your Bible to a church? She said, amen. She told her friends in Northeast, says, I can walk to church here. And that's the time we ask if company allowed us, we'll get 3 acres instead of 2. And I wish at that time we had a much bigger faith, we can ask for more. So we don't have to struggle. Now we're thinking maybe we need some more. So those are the years. I think it's abundant in love. We explore Christ. Christ bless us with abundant love. Give us the property, and we learn how to have the faith from beginning and vision to build a facility not only for ourselves. That was, at that time, we had that set in mind already. And at that time also, we have different couples of ministers among us. They help us, teach us, and guide us so we can continue to grow in Jesus. And I would say those are the years we probably have the most people got baptized in this church, especially a lot of people from Taiwan never heard about Jesus Christ until they settled down in Point Comfort in Polavaca. And that's amazing. That's amazing. And the third part is from we moved into this building in 2004 till now, 8 years. Yesterday I talked with Ruth when she was helping us clean. I said, tomorrow will be the 8th anniversary. She said, what? I thought only 4 years, 5 years. Time does fly. Time does fly. And last week, we had an older pastor from Taiwan in Chinese service, and he came into this church. He was so thankful, and he said, you guys are blessed to have a facility like this to serve, to worship God. But I would like to use those 8 years as the years of faithfulness and trustworthy. Because when, before we come into this building, actually let me go back a little bit. In 1990, do you know how much the whole year, 1990, the offering we got? I was flipping some of the record. I don't have all the record, but I just happened to saw one yesterday afternoon. In 1990, the whole year, we have about $3,100. The whole year offering. 1992, our yearly budget was $12,000. 1992, when I first time joined worship with the people in Point Comfort First Baptist Church, it was 27 people. In June 1992. And you can look at your bulletin today. What is the offering number last week? And we have to be grateful. Even though majority of last week's number is from an outside donation. So don't have yourself so blown up. Okay. It's not us. It's not, but God just provided. And once in a while we have a huge amount of outside donation come in. And that one just happened to be from Dr. Young, the president and chairman of Indopost. And also the chairman from some of the interns here in Minchi's Technology University. And he just mailed me a note 10 days ago with a check and with a very kindest note. And a very kind note. And but I would say those past 8 years, our faithfulness, especially in three areas. One is in God's house. Before we have this facility, there's not many chance we saw people so faithful in different areas. The general affair, they prepare when small things broke, battery out, door is bad, alarm doesn't work, they need to prepare for the meal we're going to have during lunchtime today. They prepare all the utensils, and also there's a period of several years I noticed there's a brother who is a manager, director in the company, but every week nobody noticed he was behind the curtain, always clean up the trash of every room. And those are the faithfulness I'm talking about. And also, the faithfulness is among some of your parents. When nobody's there, they need to hook up the wires because we need this projector, that sound system, and they work very hard for long hours. When the water fountain doesn't work, they work over there without dinner till after 10 in the evening. Those are the faithfulness that we didn't have chance to witness when we don't have this facility. And also the faithfulness in God's Word. I think more and more we saw people in the church, not only in the service, in the Sunday, but in the house, there's one-to-one, there's two-to-one, there's a small group. They get together, not for any other reason, but to study God's Word. And those are the faithfulness in God's Word. And also, the faithfulness in Jesus' Great Commission. Since we moved into this facility, we have started before, but we haven't really pushed those emphasis. But after we move in this facility, we try to put 10% or more into mission fund. And then we try to separate accounts, not allocate 10% out of all donation, but set up a separate account for mission. And not only we have, is Jeremy back? Jeremy Tang, not Jeremy Lin. Jeremy Tang? Missionary, but he came back yesterday, right? He went back to Austin already. Okay. We have Jason, we have Sean, Dan, and we have people go to short-term mission. We have 2 days ago, I got email from Kevin Crowder talking about his, showing the picture of his in the Oman, Middle East. Oh, how you pronounce that? Oman, or? That's a small country, right face to Iran and Saudi Arabia in that corner. I don't know how to pronounce it. Oman. And also, we start every month go to Kingsville because they have a group of Chinese students there. And once in a while, we have mission trip with choir, with sharing to Corpus Christi, even to Houston, to different places. And I would say, really, God put that in our heart, is to be faithful in God's house, in God's word, and also be faithful in God's great commission. And those are the period that we're learning, and those are period we're growing, and that's why I thought about Luke chapter 16 verse 10. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. We are learning to be faithful in little, in small things. And also 1 Corinthians 4 and chapter 4 verse 2. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. And that's the lesson we're learning since we move into this building. And so far that's the history. A period of 3 stages. The first one is vision and faith from a lot of people, from Julia's father was part of it. A weekly prayer meeting. That's how it all started. And then we have people from different churches to help us, and we move into the early 1990, I think it's 1990, from first prayer meeting to first Sunday worship. We have first Sunday worship in 1990 when Pastor Paul Hu was here. He started that. And after that, I think Meng Sun and different people got knowing Christ and be baptized. And from 1990 to 2004, that was March, the second Sunday, we officially started using this building, even though we moved into this building probably late January, beginning of February in 2004. And that's in between 1990 to 2004, that's the year that we experienced the abundant love from Jesus. And we also responded with sharing that abundant love. And the last 8 years, I would say, is the years for faithfulness and trustworthy. And we pray that God still be with us, bless us, but don't limit ourselves in what we already have. Let's pray for the bigger things. Let's prepare ourselves to be more mature, not only in hardware-wise, but in our heart, in our vision, and following Jesus' steps. And that's the part I think Pastor Chow will share is from now and move on.
Thank you, Ben. It's been a blessing for me personally to hear again as a framework that we are here. Historical framework is important because that defines who you are. As a church, as we reflect from the past, we see how God put faithfulness in our hands, in our hearts. And God put His words in our hearts. And God put His vision in our hearts. And so that we can respond with our faith, with our love, and with our commitment. And so I would continue looking forward as I talk to Dustin about the second part of preparing a perspective of discipleship. As Dustin and I met last summer, July, and we started to build a relationship. As our age difference, He's at the same age as my son. So I'm blessed to have a son again here in office. Actually, we talk to each other daily, and we pray to each other with each other daily. And we often found I can learn from him too, because he has his point of view and he has his younger point of view that helps me to understand how I can relate to people like you more younger than my children. The discipleship that we're talking about is the discipleship that we need to have a one-on-one or a few of a relationship as Jesus built up with his disciples. Jesus built discipleship through his personal encounter. He called them one by one. Some of them were fishermen, some of them like Matthew, tax collector, and some others doubter, like Thomas. Maybe he's one of the scholars searching so much of his rational thinking, and some others like Judea. Judah, he was very, very good at calculation, financially and otherwise. However, Jesus not only picked up 12 of them, he spent more time with 3 of them. John, Peter, and Jacob, so James. And he spent time with them, brought them to the mountain of transfiguration. He spent time, talked to them, eventually asked them to pray with him in the last night before he's being betrayed by Judah in the Garden of Gethsemane. So we saw how Jesus spent time individually. So most of you may hear my sermon on Sundays, my part of the teaching in the Sunday school, or go to some small groups. But the most time I spend here in this church is with Dustin. And we spend almost every day, except sometimes Saturday, we have different schedules. But Monday through Friday, Sundays, we spend much of time together. So it's important to see how discipleship can form up for in the leadership team. And so I talk much with Ben over the phone, over personal encounter, and with deacons, and some of you personally. So a church is not just a group of people, but a church is people together with a purpose, with a framework. The Bible portrayed this as well. Jesus spent time with a lot of multitude, people with needs. So people come with hunger and thirsty, and he gives 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to share with more than 5,000, and so other opportunities as well. But Jesus spent time mostly with 12 disciples, with 70s he sent out other disciples, and mostly 3 of them. Eventually, after his resurrection, he even talked personally with Peter and with others as well, with the doubter, the Thomas, asking him, do you see me, my hands, touch it, with pierce, with my ribs here, with the scarves of the spearhead. So I see discipleship is important, and from Ben's share, he shared with the 2 or 3 now have devotional Bible study, and I would say I would also put emphasis on those who are newly baptized. Now we have those 3 months, 6 months, and maybe over a year to build up those new disciples. And I talked to with Dustin. how we could build up the English group. That's how we have now the Tuesday evenings Bible study. Also, we developed the men's group with Ken, with Delham, and hopefully that Jamie would develop with Rhonda. So the alternative Tuesday evenings, we may have the English men's group and English women's group. And I see also the English corner is one of the attempts, not only to share English to Menji students, but also that they may learn what the gospel is about. And I'm glad to hear from Dustin through an email that Andy Liu, actually, or Ling Liu, anyway, shared the gospel with someone, said, you know, someone does not know Jesus Christ. He's not a believer, so I share about the truth of Jesus Christ. That excited me, because each Wednesday evening, as Dustin shared the English and the Bible in English Corner, 12 of you frequently being faithful, and over now about 7 months, some of them already show how they know Jesus Christ personally. And so this part, I see that from the Bible, Jesus actually called his disciples, and in 15 of Gospel of John, verse 16 says, "It is on you who chose me. I chose you, and send you out to bear fruit, and so that your fruit will remain, will last, so that when you pray in my name, what you ask from God, I will grant you. I will answer your request." This is especially about bearing fruit. The life of being a Christian has a mission. The mission is bearing fruit. You know, come here. This side of the building has some small fruit trees, and I pay attention to one of them. It's a small pipasu, the fruit tree of loquat, right? Anyway, last fall, about November, it blossomed, and by December, I see fruits, very beautifully shaped, but small. And the house I'm living now, they have a very this big, two of them, and they also have a tree of flowers, and they also have fruits, but because I did not water them enough, so I wonder if they can really bear fruits. They have fruits, but not as beautiful as those ones. But don't you know, those ones here are this young, just maybe two fingers together, very young, this height. And the fruit trees behind the same kind, at backyard, are this big, maybe over 10 or 15 years old. And they are strong. By January, the small tree, even though they have beautiful starting fruits, one by one they dropped through the harsh winters. But the fruit tree back in my backyard, they're growing bigger, even though they shape not as beautiful, but they go bigger and stronger. They last. Through here, this observation, I meditate, and the word in John, Gospel of John 15 here, I see the fruit trees, if they are not well built, the fruit will not last. They will not grow bigger, even become fruitful and mature. The small tree, in the beginning, they have beautiful blossoms. They have beautiful, younger fruits, but they will not be mature. They will not be useful for eating. In the Old Testament, God instructed Israelites, you grow fruit trees, that the fruits in first 5 years you cannot have them. The last year of the fruiting you need to offer to God, and from 6 years, the sixth year, you can have fruits. And following years, when the trees grow mature, the fruit will be fruitful and good to eat. This is the spiritual lesson that I learned from the Bible. Now, as Christian, as Comfort Church, of years of God's blessing, of vision and trustworthy, and I would say now we need to go into the year of anointing. God will anoint us with His life in Jesus Christ, with His life in the Holy Spirit, that we can have the power to grow deeper, to grow stronger, so that we can bear fruit and become fruitful and become lasting fruits. We can grow. This is part I entrust Dustin to prepare. Because his absence, I would still give the same message. That together we hope we can build a teamwork that will build each one of us. You and I together, each family, each one of you, become a fruitful and strong and lasting, bearing fruit Christians. And this is also having a practical application. This past Tuesday, I went to see Andrea Tong and Jeremy Tong's grandfather in Pingdong. Before we went, I prepared Isaiah 61. That's the chapter where Jesus quoted when he came to the temple before he began his ministry. And the message basically said in that part is the Spirit of Lord is upon me, that I can use the anointing power from the Lord of God, that I can share gospel, good news to those who need, and I'm sending to heal who are broken, who are in need of healing, and I'm sending so that I can report the release of those who've been abandoned and who are in the prison to be free, and to announce the year of Jubilee, and that God will give comfort who are in need of comfort.
Okay.
And to give anointing oil for those who are in ashes, who are in humble and humility, and to give gladness to replace the sorrow, to give praise who are in need of comfort and affirmation. When I read this to Grandpa Tong, he started with not paying attention. He started with not much focus, but as we went on, he paid more attention even though he cannot talk. But his eyes fixed on the passages, on the verses, followed through the whole chapter 61 of Isaiah. And by the end, when we finished, his hand moved forward. He wanted to read the passage again. He grabbed my hands like this and wanted me to turn the pages back. And so I followed his instructions through his hands. And he one by one read through his eyes through this whole passage. Because the last part of the passage has verses that can be can be used for lyrics. So we sang, my wife and I, we sang the verses. That part of the song is very beautiful, saying, I'm joyful because I trust the Lord. I'm joyful because He put a garment of salvation upon me. I'm joyful because He gave me His righteousness. Like a bride put on the garment of, that groom put on the hat. And we repeat this verses, this is the lyrics of this verses, and His facial changed. And I sensed He wanted to read the Bible. And Grandma Tong told us that the day before, he started to pay attention to newspaper. When she read newspaper the day before, he paid attention. And she said, this is the first time that when I read Bible, Grandpa responded. So I then turned to New Testament through Matthew chapter 8 and 9. I read together, asked him to follow, and he followed again. We spent about an hour together reading Bible. And through his responses, we see more hope, because God's word has power. God's word has power to build even people like Grandpa Tong. And we pray he will be fully recovered from the car accident. Fully recover of not knowing how to speak, not knowing how to respond. And he can be a full recovery. So, the fruit of life is the one that we are moving forward. The fruit of life that God has in His Word will continue, because the Holy Spirit gives us the promise that those who are filled by the Holy Spirit will have the fruit of love, kind, faithfulness, those spiritual fruit that we will have. Coming back to the time. Last week I spent with Pastor Paul Hu, and he said a lot of things. The major thing he said, if I can, I can come back to Comfort Church to pastor again, he said, my focus will be on discipleship. That's the Bible verse that we have on the slide. Let's read together. Matthew 28:18. Through 20. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. That's what we are aiming for. Discipleship is fulfilling the Great Commission. Discipleship is together to form a group of people that has a purpose of life. Mission is something that everybody has to go forward. Fruit tree like Comfort or the Loquat, that or actually guava tree. The guava tree that Isaiah 55 said will have fruit in replace the thorns and thistles. And the fruit that I saw in Taiwan is this big, like a grapefruit. Here in HEB is small, I say ping pong. So I see through this trip that God is going to bless us through His words, through our faithfulness, through our teamwork as God Singh and I, as elder, deacons, small group leaders, and everybody together. We've become a team of work to uphold the name of Jesus Christ, to depend on the power of Holy Spirit, to be fruitful in obeying the word of God. So God here, God said he will be with us. When we talk, we will have the presence of God. It is the command Jesus has for us to be faithful, to obey, to be faithful to share gospel, to be faithful to become disciples, to be a faithful together, that God will show his presence in every way we walk. By the end, my personal commitment to you is, I see this church has a group of people. I pray everybody will be like them, a prayer warrior. I'm very grateful. Even before I came, I visit here every Wednesday morning, every Wednesday evening, every Saturday morning. There are more than 10 of people here praying, and I'm blessed too. Since I came 2 or 3 months later, the Lao Ye, Grandpa Lee, and Andrew Lee's grandpa, Ye Bo, asked me if we can open door for them every morning, because they have morning walk. And so my wife and I came every morning, open door, and we pray here every morning. So I would ask each one of you become a faithful warrior of prayer. Because of the prayer, I see God's presence in our daily walk. Because of many people's faithful walk with God in prayer, I see God has answered many. Some of you remember George Huang, who has cancer, and who had some problem, maybe the cancer symptom came back in last October, but because many of you faithful prayer, that has been stopped. And Xu Xiangyu, who had some tumor here, suspicious of cancer, and because prayer, the surgeon successfully removed that one. And so we pray more of us will be growing in Christ in faith. Praise God for his work, and praise God that he wants us to be faithful. Praise God we can be a group of people that will bear fruits in coming years. Let's stand and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us your word. Thank you so much for having us looking forward. When we look forward, we see that you have a purpose for us to be here. So we look forward in the future that we'll be faithful in your hand. Together we become a team as a church to be faithful to fulfill the Great Commission. Thank you. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. and announcement, and welcome any new friends. We have old friends here. Really praise God for your presence this morning. And on your bulletin there are birthdays, 12 of you, and you include Grandpa Tong. Happy birthday, God bless you all, and you may have a days ahead with God's anointing, with His Word and His presence. And praise God for this ski trip. Last night I called, actually noontime, called from L.A. airport to Ben, and he told me that all are well and no serious hurt or break, broken bones and anything. But we need to pray for recovery, as especially Dustin is not well. And continue to pray Sean Lee and Mr. Tong's hands and arm for recovery from the work injury. And to pray for missionaries serving in the States and abroad. I see that's a major mission church has to support missionary. And thank God we are here today. Thank you for a prayer. And this after lunch, Chinese worship, we will have picture taking and lunch together, prepare to attend. And let's all standing and receive the benediction. May the grace of Lord Jesus Christ and the love of Heavenly Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all and with Comfort Community Church, that we can be faithful in the coming years. Amen. May we sit it and have some time to say hello to each other.